Unit 9. Recording 2. Conversation 1.
So what happened was, I was sitting in a cafe and this young couple, they looked like tourists, asked me to take a photo of them. And I took their photo and they thanked me and left. And then I looked at my seat and realised my handbag had gone. With my mobile, wallet, credit card, keys, everything.
No. What did you do?
Well, there was a guy on the next table and he saw I was really upset and I explained about the bag and he asked me which bank I was with. And he said he worked for that bank and gave me a phone number and let me use his mobile to phone them and stop my credit card.
And you believed him?
Yeah. I mean, I was in a real panic. I was really grateful for his help. Anyway, I phoned the number and talked to a woman from the bank and gave her my name and address and my account number.
She sounded genuine?
Yeah, completely. I could hear the sounds of the call centre behind her and she asked me to key in my PIN on the phone and she said they'd stop my card.
Wow, and you did? You punched in your PIN?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So it was a double scam. They got your bag and your bank account details.
I felt so stupid.
Oh, so who actually took your bag?
Well, it can't have been the young couple because I was looking at them all the time I was taking the photo. Their job was just to distract me. So it must have been stolen when I was taking the photo.
Was it the guy at the next table then? The fake banker?
I think so. He must have taken my bag when I wasn't looking. Then he could have hidden it in his case, or maybe he gave it to another member of the gang.
And then he gave you a fake phone number to call the bank.
Yeah, and they probably used a recording of a call centre so that it sounded like the real bank.
Oh.
Conversation 2.
I was badly tricked a few years ago when I was working in a jewellery shop.
You never told me about that. What happened?
Well, this woman came in and was looking at necklaces. She was young, attractive, well-dressed. And then a guy came in shortly afterwards and he was just looking around. But then the woman went to pay for a very expensive necklace that she'd picked out. And when she was counting out the money onto the counter, the guy grabbed her, flashed his police ID and said he was arresting her for paying with counterfeit money.
Fake money? Wow.
So he took the cash and the necklace as evidence, wrote down his contact details, and promised me he'd bring the necklace back by the end of the day. I didn't suspect anything. Then he took the woman away, presumably to book her at the police station.
And he didn't come back?
No. And stupid me, I didn't even begin to suspect anything until it was closing time. So then I phoned the police, and they had no idea what I was talking about. That was it. End of story.
How much was the necklace worth?
£600. And my boss took it out of my salary. That's why I quit.
So the police ID was a fake?
Must have been. I just didn't check it.
Wait a second. Was the woman a real customer?
No, the woman must have been working with the guy. She couldn't have been a real customer, or she wouldn't have gone with him.
But she might have had fake money.
I really don't think so.
Talk about an ingenious scam.